Vincentians are being encouraged to eat more natural or plant-based food as part of the Food and Nutrition Fund project. That is according to Professor Alafia Samuels, while providing an overview of the Fund project and its interventions in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. She said consuming more natural products would add a number of years to an individual's life.
We are trying to find ways for Caribbean people to eat more natural, eat more plant-based foods. Do you know, for example, the Adventist Church, where they are vegetarian, they don't drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes, and of course they have the church community to help with their mental health. They live 10 years longer than the rest of us. 10 years is what you're losing by your unhealthy lifestyle. So you feel great now and you feel you have many years in front of you. But let me tell you, young people who are obese, 10% of them have high blood pressure. High blood pressure is not something anybody in this room at your age should have. But if you put on too much weight, you will get it. And from you get it young, you know that going down the line is going to be more problems. So we really are trying to encourage you through this project to find ways of eating a more healthy diet.
Ms. Samuel said the school's curriculum at both the secondary and primary school levels have been adjusted to address hidden salt and sugars in food products, especially sugar-sweetened beverages.
We revise the curriculum at primary school level, and then we also revise the curriculum at secondary level. So I don't know if any of you in here take a subject called integrated science. Depending on where you are, some of what you learned this year is likely to have been changes that we made to the curriculum to include things like hidden sources of salt, hidden sources of sugar. Sometimes, for example, you see a box mark, fruit juice. So you say to yourself, well, this is a healthy thing, right? Wrong. Because sometimes those fruit juices have just as much sugar as the sugar-sweetened beverages.
And Ms. Samuels also outlined the difference between sugars in a sweetened beverage versus sugar in other foods.
Let me tell you why sugar in a liquid, in a beverage, is worse than sugar in a food, okay? Because they have all this focus on sugar-sweetened beverages. And when you drink sugar in a bottle like that, you get what we call a sugar rise and then a sugar crash. And about an hour after you drink the sugar-sweetened beverages, your sugar is actually lower than it was before you drank the beverage. So when this sugar gets low, you want more to eat and more to drink. So it actually encourages you to overeat. The other thing about sugar in sodas is that there's nothing in that bottle except sugar and water and coloring. Okay, the other thing too is that when you drink a drink like that, it doesn't satisfy your hunger. Only food that has substance satisfies your hunger. So those calories that you took with the soda, those are wasted calories because it doesn't satisfy your hunger. Bottom line, drink water instead.
That was Professor Alafia Samuels. She was providing an overview of the FAN project and its interventions in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.